Hey friends, thanks for joining us for the Messiah's Misfits podcast. No matter where you are in your walk of faith, this podcast is to help you to grow and to learn. I'm Mary Ventures, and I'm joined with my friends Randall and Josh Newby.
Greetings.
Hello.
Hello, friends.
Good to see y'all.
It's good to see y'all. And listen, we're doing a number two.
Are we?
Part two of Jesus Forgives Our Sins.
Shazam.
I know. What if we have a three? I mean, I'm telling you, this is a big subject.
Oh, it is.
Just saying.
It wouldn't be our first part three.
No, it wouldn't. No. No, we get a little long-winded, and we apologize, but it's good stuff.
This is very helpful.
Yes.
It's very helpful to the believer.
Yes, it is. And just polishing up again, you know, just going back over it, you know, reminding yourself of these things.
Well, in the last episode, in verse 7, you know, John said, I write the old commandment, which is a word which is, you've heard from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
We're not bringing anything new.
Nothing new.
We're just, sometimes we forget.
Yes,
We forget. We got to.
And you know you do, because how many of you went to the grocery store and you still don't get everything on your list? So, I mean, it's how we work.
So I think this is good to just kind of reaffirm and
I agree.
Bring things to our remembrance tonight and to help us and as we continue to walk in the light.
Right. And to grow and to learn, just like we talked about. We want to grow and learn no matter how old you are.
Well, you know, Jesus said there in Matthew 11, he said that you'll learn of me.
Right.
It's important that we continue to learn about Christ.
It is.
I mean, there's so much to God and so much about him that we need to learn.
That's right. I agree.
You know, and he has so many facets about him that but I still want to grow. I want to know more about him so I can be more like him.
Right, right. I want to be closer to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to this John's writing here in 2 John of this latter part of the second chapter. I think it's very informative.
It is.
I think John is through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, pin this down.
Yes.
For us to live victoriously.
Exactly. Well, it's like you said, he is the beloved.
You know,
he's a sweet, sweet man. He loved Jesus.
When you look at, you know, I'll jump ahead just a little bit. But,
yes.
But he says in verse 18.
Yes.
He said it's the last time.
Yeah.
So what that means is he said this is the last days.
Right.
John was writing this, you know.
Right.
Just shortly after Christ had departed,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he said, folks, we're living in the last day. Well, that's been 2,000 years ago.
Right.
And he was already writing the letter preparing the church then, and is still preparing the church today, that this is how we're supposed to be walking when Christ comes.
That's right.
Because Christ is coming. He said, this is the last time.
Mm-hmm.
This is the last days, folks.
Yes.
So it's important that we be found watchful, we be found working,
yes,
we be found prayerful when Christ comes.
That's right.
And so we want to definitely be walking circumspectly in the midst of the crooked and perverse work, in the midst of a crooked and perverse world, that we can walk as people of the light.
That's right.
And so anyway, that's my introduction.
Well, I'm just going to go straight to the verse.
Straight into it.
Well, we made it all the way through verse 8 in the last session, and this one says, in 9, he says, oh, and let me just say, we're in 1 John 2, verse 9. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now.
Wow.
You can't hate.
You can't
have hate in your heart.
You can't have, no. You can't bring forth bitter water and sweet water. And
this doesn't work.
You can't love two masters. It's impossible to live that life.
But, you know, I think it's important for people to understand, you know, there's a lot of different personalities in the world. You know, you're not always going to get along with every personality that you come across. But that does not mean that you hate them.
The scripture said, if it were possible
that
all men would live peaceably.
Exactly. And he wouldn't mention that if it wasn't a problem. You know, now Cain and Abel, you know, when you think back to them, there was hate. There was jealousy.
Well, Joseph's brothers.
Yes.
They said they hated him, and they hated him, and they hated him yet more. The more he did, the more they hated him.
They did.
So there was some hatred in their life.
Yes.
And Joseph was just trying to—
He just loved them.
Just trying to do what God told him to do.
But he was so loved by his father that the jealousy of the other brothers caused the dissension.
Yeah.
And, You know, I don't believe the father did that on purpose. He loved all of his children.
He did.
But it's the same way in life. There's some people you're going to click with.
But they hated him, and it was to the point they were going to murder him.
Right. They had plotted it.
It's important that people deal with hate in their life. You've got to deal with it. As Barney Fife would say, you've got to nip it in
nip
the butt.
Nip it in the butt.
You got to nip it. I mean, if you don't deal with it,
right,
it's going to bring forth sin. It's going to bring forth death.
Yes.
James tells us, deal with it.
Right.
I mean, if you've got hate, deal with it now, immediately. Exactly. Don't.
Well, praise God, there was one brother that said, we're not going to kill him.
Yeah, Reuben stepped in.
Yes, he said, reel it in. We're not killing our brother.
We're not going to shed blood.
No.
Thank God for Reuben that he stepped in and said, no, guys, that's not right.
Right.
You know, and John is echoing this here tremendously here. He said, he that loveth his brother abideth in the light.
Right.
You know, when you're walking in the love of Christ, that light is going to overpower hate.
Right.
Light's going to overpower darkness. Love is going to overpower the hatred.
Yes.
You know, love's going to win out if you feed it.
Right. That's very true.
If you starve a
fever?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Feed a cold? What? Where did we just went to a Tylenol commercial?
This episode is sponsored by...
That's hysterical. I'm sorry, folks. Pastor's tired.
But you've got to feed what's more important.
Sure.
You've got to feed your spirit, man. You've got to feed it on the things of God. It's going to nurture that man.
Yeah.
If you don't, hatred may win out.
Right. That's very true.
You know, jealousy, greed will start taking a hold if you don't deal with it.
Right.
And that's what John was saying here. He that loveth his brother is abiding. The more we abide in the light, the more love we're going to have.
Right.
And he said, there is none. There's no cause of occasion of stumbling in him.
In him, yeah.
So that's being removed.
Right.
So that goes back to verse 6, I believe
verse
it is.
Verse 6, right.
He says that he that saith he abideth in Christ ought himself also to walk even as he walked. I was thinking of the scripture back in what I could refer to as Big John.
Mm-hmm.
Big John, the 12th chapter. He says in verse 35, Big John 12 and 35, he said, then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light,
right,
lest darkness, which is Satan's evil influence, lest darkness comes upon you and can overtake you. So that's what you got to deal with here.
Right.
He says, for he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goes. Doesn't know where he's going. Just stumbles around the dark.
Right.
Being just like a drunkard. Don't know where you're just stumbling around. Verse 36, he said, but while you have the light, believe in the light.
Right.
Oh, my Lord. How powerful. I mean, Jesus was saying this.
Right.
Even though John recorded, this is the words of Christ. While you have the light, believe in that light.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we got to put our faith in Christ, put our love in him.
Yes.
He said that you may be the children of light.
Wow.
That is, and Jesus said this, saying, and departed and did hide himself from them. So when he left it to him, he said, okay, here it is.
See what you do with it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's right.
He was trying to encourage them, said, this is the example.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's right.
Right.
This is what you do, but it's up to you what you do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go into the 17th chapter of John, and he says in verse 14, yes, he said, I have given them the word.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. That's what Jesus did in 12. He said, I'm giving you the word.
Right.
I'm giving you what you need to do. And he says, and the world hated them. There's that word hate again.
Right.
Because they were not of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, even as I am not of the world. So we've got to make a decision.
Right.
Because we're walking in the light, we're not of the world.
No.
We may be in it.
Right.
But we're not of it. And thank God we're not of this
that's
world.
That's right. You got to choose.
Yeah.
When he said, choose today whom you will serve.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what Joshua was stating back up. But Joshua made a statement. He said, as far as me and my house,
I'm going to serve the Lord.
I'm going to serve the Lord.
Yep.
You know, and Elijah, when he was up on Mount Carmel, He said, how long? How long are you going to halt between two opinions?
Right.
And the danger that scripture is, they answered him not a word.
Right. Wow.
How dangerous.
Yeah.
He said, how long are you going to keep doing this? How long are you going to act like this way? And they did not answer him. Mm. We've got to make a choice. There's got to be
you got to have a made up mind.
There's got to be a period and exclamation point. Yes. Say, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to live this way. I'm not going to allow hate and greed and pride to interfere with my life and hinder my life. Because Jesus said, he said, you're not of the world. We need to understand it now. He said, my dear children, my dear children, God is calling us to be a separation to separate us from
that. We're different.
Yeah, we're different. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. That's what John was saying there in 11. He that hateth his brother is in darkness. God's called us out of darkness. He called us out of death. He's called us out of the into his marvelous light.
Right.
Thank God for that.
Yes.
Get me to preaching on this episode.
He's busting loose.
It gets me excited, though, to think about how much God loves us to want to help us to get over hate.
That's what it says in 11. You know, like you just read, but he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whether he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes.
Yes.
So like you said earlier, it's like a drunken, you're just drunk, weaving a pattern in life that has no rhyme or reason to it.
Yeah. You have no destination.
Right.
And, you know, but he says it's blinded their eyes. And,
right.
And we know what the Bible says, the god of this world has blinded the eyes.
That's his
So we know
purpose.
Who's behind it.
Yes.
We know. So we need to recognize it, point out the fact that Satan is blinding the minds, blinding the eyes of people.
Don't let him drag you down.
No. Open the eyes.
That's right.
Open our eyes of faith and believe God and trust God and say, well, I'm gonna go on this path of light.
Right.
I want to know where I'm going. Right. I want to know I'm being led by Jesus Christ.
Well, 12 says, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven.
Thank God.
You, for his name's sake, because of Jesus, you are forgiven.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Don't ever let go of that. And don't ever Satan tell you that anything you've done in this world is too unforgivable.
Because he'll try to bring it back up.
He will.
He tries to bring up the past and things.
Well, he's a snake. He's a snake. I mean, it just boils right down to that. I mean, look at him in the Garden of Eden, you know. He lies. He'll use any means.
He's crafty.
Yes, he will manipulate you in any way he can.
Yeah,
yes,
that's who he is.
Yes,
he's a thief. He's a robber. He's a murderer. He's a
pervert.
Don't
believe him. Do not believe him. Jesus it's so simple. Just lay your burdens at his feet and
believe this Bible.
Yes,
believe
Don't
this Bible
believe
right
what's
here.
Going in from the world.
Believe what John wrote here.
Yes, yes.
If you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
Yes, praise God.
Believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Believe that. Don't believe the lies of Satan. Mm-mm. Do not believe the lies of Satan.
He'll lead you straight to hell.
He's a liar and he's the father of lies.
He is.
And God
author
is,
of confusion.
Yeah.
Yep.
God's called us out of that mess.
Yes.
He said, I've called us out of that horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set our foot upon a solid rock and establishes our goings. Get established and rooted on the foundation of Christ and walk in victory. Be that overcomer in the world that God has called us and intended for us to be like.
And it's not too big. It's not too hard.
Yeah.
It's not too much for God. He will bring you through everything.
He will anoint you. He will enable you. He will establish you.
Amen.
Praise be to God for that. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
So where do we get to? Verse 12?
We'll
make 12?
13.
13.
Yeah. He says, I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. Praise God. He's so loving in the way he speaks to us.
Yeah.
You know, that gives me peace to know how much he loves us, that he would address us in such a loving manner. So even when you've sinned, you know this is what you're coming back to.
He reaches out to individuals.
Yes.
But you can also look at this in a spiritual perspective, as we start out as babes in Christ.
Right.
And then we grow into
adolescence.
Then we grow into
toddlers. Toddlers, then adolescence. Yeah.
So we can also, even though he's addressing here mm-hmm. in the sense of teenagers or right. young people or tweens or whatever they want to call now, mm-hmm. but it's also in a spiritual aspect too that we grow. We start out as babes. We start crawling. Then yes. we start to walk. And so it's important that we continue to grow in God's love.
Yes,
continue
it is.
To grow in Him, and that comes about by the Word of God that's abiding in you.
Mm-hmm.
So the more Word,
right.
we have in us, the more knowledge we have.
Yes.
the stronger we're going
to
be.
That's right. To fight those things that Satan tries to
it gives us
take
it gives
you
us
down
more
with.
Fight power. Gives yeah. us more resistance.
Yeah, amen.
Because we're going to need resistance because it goes right into 15. Love not the world.
Yeah.
He said you're going to have to battle the world.
Or so, the things in it.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. And there's a lot of things in
there's
this world.
There's a lot of things, yes.
There's a lot of these things that are enticing, that are
mm-hmm.
that are curious.
But this is why the world is so confused.
Right.
Right. This verse right here just explains it perfectly. Love not the world. This is verse 15. Neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
That's it.
That's where that confusion comes in.
Yep.
And it's so easy to see when you're looking at it through the light, but when you're sitting in the darkness, it all looks so bleak and hopeless. But boy, if you look at it from the light, you get a whole, totally different perspective of things.
It's just set like this.
Mm-hmm.
Stop loving the world.
Yes.
Stop loving all the things that the
yes.
world offers.
That's true.
God offers so much
he
more,
does.
Offers so much better, and without reproach.
Amen.
And without sin, without consequences.
Right. Right. He says, I came that you'd have life.
Yeah.
And have it more abundantly. He did not come to cause you to have a miserable life.
No.
He doesn't mm-hmm. expect us to live that way. And the closer you get to him and the more you're going to see all these wonderful, he blesses me in so many ways I can't
so
even
much,
explain
so
it.
So much joy and so
yes.
much happiness that the things the
yes.
world can't even begin to compare.
Right.
And bring that.
Right.
But Christ, it's a free gift.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you this.
Yes.
He said he gives us all spiritual blessings in heavenly places
God.
In Christ Jesus. He said in Psalms 100, he said, forget not all thy benefits.
Yes.
You know, God has got so much more than the world can even begin to offer, but the world is Satan's tool
yes.
chest.
Yes.
And he tries to bring that out. That's where all of his schemes and his mm-hmm. confusion and his pervertedness comes
yes.
in. And it says, if man love the world, the Father is not in him. Well, I want the Father over
mm-hmm.
the world.
Right.
He said, if you should gain the whole world and lose your soul, what have you gained?
Nothing.
Nothing. It's
right.
a total loss.
Darkness. You have darkness.
There's an old song.
Here we go.
There's an old song that he said, I wouldn't care if I could buy it all with a solitary
right.
dime.
Right.
I wouldn't give you a dime for the whole
it.
World.
Mm-mm.
And it's getting more chaotic.
It is.
It's getting more dangerous and perilous every day.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing in this world that's going to turn me around.
Right.
I am sold out. I'm steadfast in Jesus Christ. And I love the church.
Right.
I love the church. I love the believers.
Yes.
You know, Paul said, he called the church. He said, you're my joy and you're my crown.
Right.
That's how I see the church as well.
Right.
I love the church. I love the believers. I love being in that
me
camaraderie.
Too. Amen.
And there's so much peace and just joy.
Yes.
But the world is just bitter. The
yeah.
world is
dark and
murderous
dark, nasty.
And
yeah.
So much danger going on right now. It's just appalling. And the sex trafficking going on and
oh, yeah.
people being sold and kids being sold into sex trafficking. It's
mm-hmm.
it's just such gross sin. The amount of the news and the amount of homicide, I don't want to get, but this is real.
It is real.
We're living in real time. He said, this is the last time.
It is.
And when the spirit of Antichrist is here, and man, he's showing up.
Yes, he is.
I mean, the Antichrist
we
will come
seeing.
After Christ, after the church is raptured out of here.
Mm-hmm.
But that spirit of Antichrist, if it's good, the world is against it. They're
yes.
against the Bible. They're
they
against
are.
God. They're against Christ.
They're, so
they're
confused.
Against the church. They're against
yes.
the Christian. If anything is good, they're against it.
That's right. That's right. And that's what the scripture says is going to happen.
That's exactly right.
They're
going to call evil good, and
good
evil.
Evil.
I mean,
and that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, we're seeing it. I believe that we're the last generation that's going to be here before we see the coming of Christ.
Right.
I believe we're it.
I do too. And God don't make no mistakes, folks.
And
none.
It's just perilous times.
Yes.
And so right now we need to make a decision. We're going to love the world. We're going to fall in love with Jesus.
Well, you know, verse 17 says, "And the world passeth away."
That's right.
"And the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever."
Praise God. There's that eternal.
That's right.
That's the eternal.
That's the light we're talking about. Praise God.
That's the hope.
Yes.
That's the hope that we have. That, oh, praise God. Mm. This whole world's going to pass away. And all that's in it, all the money, all the power is going to just
mean nothing.
Mean absolutely nothing. Matter of fact, the Bible says they're going to take the money and throw it in the streets.
Yeah. It won't be any good.
And
we see that. We see that beginning to take place.
We're seeing the beginnings of it. Yes, we are.
Yes. And I don't think it'll be long.
No. I mean, the Word of God is just like reading the morning newspaper. It's so fresh and so real. And absolutely, verse 18, let's read it. I've said it three times. We'll actually read it this time.
Okay.
He said, "Little children, it is the last time."
Yes.
"It's the last days, as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now." Folks, be alert.
Yes.
Be watchful. Be prayerful out there.
Mm-hmm.
Be watch out. Watch out for that spirit of Antichrist, that deceptive spirit out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that it is the last time.
It is.
We know that.
That's
why?
Right.
How do you know it? Because I've read it.
That's right.
We're reading it right now.
We are.
We're showing you what's out there.
Yes.
We're reading that right now when the world is drawing and sucking people in right now to just take hold of the world. And I just shake my head at some time and say, what are you thinking? Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
Right. They're just lost.
They're stumbling in darkness.
That's right.
Confusion is taking over their lives. Oh, my Lord.
Yes. I mean, and John, you could just read everything John reads is just, there's so much wisdom in it because you go down to...
He's under the influence of the
Holy
Spirit.
Ghost. Absolutely.
Yeah, the Holy Ghost is directing him what to write here.
Right.
And it wasn't just for that day. It's for this day.
It's forever.
Day. It's for this day.
He says in 21, he says, "I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son." So if you are not, you're not a believer of Christ, you are part of the Antichrist.
Yeah.
I mean, he couldn't have said it any simpler.
That's truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Right.
There's no gray area.
No.
There's no middle ground here. It's either you're saved or you're not saved. Either you're walking in light, you're walking in darkness. I know this is probably going to be offensive to people out there. But ladies and gentlemen, we love you and we care enough about you that we're going to tell you the truth of the Word of God and read it right out of this book tonight. And it is there.
Yes.
Please make a decision. Please accept what Jesus Christ done for mankind. Man was lost. Man was on the way to hell. But thank God Christ became our propitiation. He stepped in as our advocate. He stepped in the gap for you and I and gave his life a ransom that we might have life and eternal life is only in Christ. Eternal life is only in Christ.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord, my heart is heavy. My heart is grieving for people that are shunning Christ. They're shunning the church. They're shunning the Word of God. And they're just living in a world of darkness and no hope. They're hopeless right now. But God can turn that life around.
Yes.
God wants to turn that grandchild around. Grandma, I know you've been praying for that grandbaby.
That's right.
Don't give up. Don't quit now because God, the Holy Spirit, is still drawing. He's still wooing. I pray right now that the Holy Spirit of God, that you will, Lord, touch that prodigal son, touch that prodigal daughter right now. Lord, that you'll bring them home and restore them, Lord. Lord, restore them, Lord, as heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ right now. Father, we're calling them in out of darkness. We're calling them in out of a spirit of hatred right now, that Antichrist spirit, God, that you would deliver them of it, Lord. Set them free. Give them the mind of Christ and restore, Lord, a love for you, God, and a love for the family, Lord, and a love for the church and the things of God. Lord, I pray, bring them out of that darkness. They're stumbling, God, but you can bring them out of that drug-infested atmosphere right now, Lord, of that alcoholic or that sexual relationship, Lord, that you'll bring them out of that, Lord. Father, Father, I pray the Holy Spirit of God restore that disrespectful spirit right now, though that is showing strong, Lord, but you're able to break that. You're able to break that heart, Lord. You're able to break that old heart of stone, Lord. Give them a heart of flesh. It becomes pliable and workable, Lord. Father, we pray the Spirit of God to just get a hold of this generation, God. Get a hold of this generation, God, and bring them in to the fold. Father, we pray this tonight in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost, do it. Holy Ghost, do it right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We just love you. We love everyone, and we just want you to hear the truth, and we want to, I encourage you to read this word. If you have any doubt about what we're reading to you, get your Bibles out or buy a Bible. But I promise you, we're bringing you the truth, and we love you, and we care about you, and we just want you to know that. So thank you for listening to the Messiah's Misfits podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening today so you don't miss an episode. It would also mean a lot if you took the time to give us a review so others can find our podcast and we can continue to serve and to teach.
The Messiah's Misfits podcast is a ministry of Yale Assembly where our mission is to build kingdom people. To find out more about Yale Assembly and our other ministries, you can go to yaleassembly.org.